Hello everybody, my name is Sky, and welcome to episode 2 of Serial Killer 101. Before we get this bad boy started, I want to apologize on how long it's taken me to get a second episode of this podcast out. I'm still a senior in high school, so I'm getting ready for final exams and stuff like that, so I've been trying to cram schoolwork, social life, and all these other things together, and it's kind of been a struggle. So I haven't been able to make time for this podcast, but I will start making time for this podcast, because apparently you guys actually really like this. So the man of the hour is Charles Manson. Now we all know, pretty much all of us know who Charles Manson is. He's insane. First of all, before I get into the facts, he's insane, and nothing excuses his way of thinking and getting other people to think the way he thought. There's no excuse. But on that note, he didn't have a very good life. His growing up wasn't great, but like I said, that does not excuse why he did these things. So, jumping into the facts. So Charles Manson was born in Cincinnati, Ohio in 1934. His mother, God, was imprisoned for armed robbery. He then went to live with his aunt and uncle in West Virginia. At the age of 9, he started his life of going in and out of juvenile detention halls or prison for all sorts of crimes. He was released from prison in 1967, and then he moved from Ohio to San Francisco, and unfortunately that's when his spiral downhill thus began. He attracted a group of people by preaching a coming race war that would devastate the United States, aka Helter Skelter. If you don't, funny thing, Helter Skelter was a Beatles song. Yeah, Manson got his inspiration from a Beatles song. He's crazy, like I said. By 1968, he became the head of his so-called family. Their preachings were drawn from science fiction along with psychology, which is, to me, shocking. I never would have thought that this lunatic would have got his ideas from psychology. I would guess, like, science fiction and stuff like that, but not psychology. So, he wanted his followers to be uneducated, unaware, and unable to see reality. Which, if you think about it, that makes sense. Most cult leaders want to have their followers not to realize how sick and twisted their so-called family or religion is. I mean, take a look at Scientology. Once you get in Scientology, it's almost impossible to get out. And once you're out, you're almost like hunted down like a rabid dog. It's ridiculous. So throughout 1968 and 1969, he ordered his quote-unquote followers to commit several murders. The most famous victim is Sharon Tate, even though she was not the intended victim. The actual intended victim was a party guest of hers, because she was killed during a party, which is tragic because Sharon Tate did not deserve the murder she had. But his intended victim was a recording artist. If you look it up, Charles Manson has written several songs that lots of bands have done, like Beach Boys, Guns N' Roses, Marilyn Manson, so on and so forth, have done covers of his songs. And he wanted to get, like, I can't think of the word, rights to his songs, basically. And he was the actual intended victim, not Sharon Tate. But, like I said, unfortunately, she met with a really horrible fate. So, Susan Atkins, who was a part of the Manson family, was the person who killed pregnant Sharon Tate while she begged for her life. Sharon ended up pleading with her to not kill her baby, but Susan didn't comply and just told her to accept the fact that she was dying, which which is sick and disgusting, but at the time, in Susan's mind, it made sense. But Susan ended up dying in prison back in 2009, thank God. His followers killed a total of 7 people. When I heard about the Manson murders from my parents, thinking about it when you talk about Charles Manson, how infamous he has become, and his family, and so on and so forth, you would think that there would be more murders than 7, but, I mean, I guess that's maybe just how my mind breaks, I'm not sure. His trial, along with his followers' trials, attracted national attention. Like Ted Bundy, who's going to be the topic of our next podcast, Manson defended himself in court. I've come to realize that defending yourself in court is not the smartest idea, because most people who defend themselves in court don't do a very good job at it unless they have a law degree. Fortunately for the human race, Manson was sentenced to death, but unfortunately his sentence was demoted to life in prison because of getting rid of capital punishment in California. I can't think of the word. 2 years after he was sentenced to life in prison. Sucks, but eh. He was eligible for parole back in 78, but was denied, and up until his death on November 19th, 2017, he had gone through several court dates and hearings trying to get him to have the possibility of parole, which, like in the episode before this with Son of Sam, I don't think it'd be a very good idea to have someone as crazy and sick and sadistic roaming around the streets, let alone on parole. Because sometimes, I'm not bashing the police, because obviously the police do a good job at protecting us, but parole officers don't do a very good job at keeping track of their parolees, so, eh. So since he's died about 2 years ago, he's been on ice while 4 people are fighting over the rights to his body. His 3 sons and a quota I knew illegitimate child has come into the play, and they've just been fighting over rights to his body, his land, property, his will, everything in his will. It's ridiculous. Like I said, he produced 3 children. I'm not sure of their names, but I feel bad, only because with being the offspring of somebody as crazy as Manson, I think that would stick with you for the rest of your life. Like, you'd be known as a Manson kid, and I feel like that would deny you a lot of opportunities in life. Like, job-wise, relationship-wise, just having that name branded and then people finding out that you are the child of a serial killer or an occult leader, like I said, I think that would be really rough and deny you a lot of opportunities. But on August 19th, or 19th, 9th of this year, 2 movies are to hit theaters retelling the story of the Manson family, since it'll be the 50th anniversary of the murders. I keep throwing my opinions into this, but I mean, what would a podcast be without some opinions? I don't think these movies are gonna do very well. With the fact that it's such a sensitive topic, and I mean, they tried to do a Columbine movie and that got shut down immediately, because it's almost like glorifying these crimes, and that's not something that should be glorified. It's almost like defacing the people who were the victims, like Sharon Tate and the others. I feel like that's just like taking something horrible and rubbing it in the dirt and presenting it, saying, oh, this is, it's now better. No. This is something that's stained America's history, and it's just, it's not right. So, fun fact, Charles Manson's mother tried to sell him for a beer. So, if you look on Charles Manson's actual birth certificate, he was born without a name. So, and his mother's last name is Maddox. Kayleen Maddox, I think her name was. She didn't want Manson. She never wanted to have a kid. I mean, she was 16 years old. Who could blame her? But on the birth certificate, it says that Manson's name is No Name Maddox. That cracks me up. But when his mother was old enough to actually go to bars and stuff, she told a bartender, female bartender, that she will give Manson up for a pitcher of beer. The bartender just kind of chuckled and didn't really think that this was, she didn't take her seriously, so she ended up bringing a pitcher of beer, and off went Charles Manson's mother, leaving baby Charles behind. Honestly, to me, that makes me chuckle. That makes me sound like a really bad person, but it's just kind of funny that who would sell their child for beer? I mean, I don't know. It makes me laugh. If you look at, like, fun facts about, serial killers and stuff, serial killers and, occult leaders, you find some pretty funny stuff like that. And I think it's interesting that, Manson, like I previously stated, Manson had written songs and other bands like I said, the Beach Boys, I almost said the Backstreet Boys, the Beach Boys, and all these other people decided to do covers of those songs. I just think it's funny. But anyway, this is the end of episode 2. Like I stated in this podcast, the topic of our next discussion will be the one, the only, Ted Bundy. If you don't want to listen to my podcast, you can go on Netflix. I'm not sponsored by Netflix, but you can go on Netflix and watch the Ted Bundy tapes. I've watched it. They're wonderful. And it gives you a lot of good first-person information about Bundy and his crimes and so on and so forth. I totally recommend watching that if you don't want to listen to my podcast. But if you like this, then great. I hope you keep listening. Go sponsor my Patreon if that's something you would like to do. There are benefits, so yeah. But anyway, until the next podcast, stay awesome.